Sheriff urges possible captors of today host's mother. Let her go. An Arizona sheriff called on anyone who may have abducted today co-host Savannah Guthrie's mother to release her. Just call us. Let her go. Just call us. The family will tell you. There's no questions asked here. Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos told NBC News in an exclusive interview published on February 2nd. We don't need another bad, tragic ending. Nanos also told the outlet, adding, we need some help. It's important that Nancy Guthrie be found quickly because she could die without her medication. Nanos said in a news conference on Monday, if she were abducted, Nanos said, her captors should release her immediately because of this health concern. Savannah Guthrie asked for prayers as officials said her mother went missing over the past weekend from her home in Arizona and described the situation as a potential crime scene. The co-anchor, who did not appear on the NBC-owned program on Monday or Tuesday, said on social media Monday evening that she appreciated the support before asking for prayers for her 84-year-old mother to return home. We believe in prayer. We believe in voices raised in unison, in love, in hope. We believe in goodness. We believe in humanity. Above all, we believe in him, she wrote on Instagram, in a post with an image that had the text, please pray. The younger Guthrie added, thank you for lifting your prayers with ours for our beloved mom, our dearest Nancy, a woman of deep conviction, a good and faithful servant. Raise your prayers with us and believe with us that she will be lifted by them in this very moment. We need you. Nancy Guthrie was last seen on Saturday night at her home in the Tucson area, where she lived alone and was reported missing on Sunday. Someone at her church called a family member saying Guthrie wasn't there. Her family searched her home and then called 911, Nanos said. In a Monday news conference, Nanos described Nancy Guthrie's home as a crime scene. Meanwhile, Nanos said that she is of sound mind. She is very limited in her mobility. We know she didn't just walk out of there, that we know, the sheriff said. There were other things at the scene that indicate that she did not leave on her own. In an earlier update, the department said that Nancy Guthrie was last seen on the evening of January 31st at her home near East Skyline Drive and North Campbell Avenue, located north of Tucson. Nancy Guthrie was described by authorities as having brown hair and blue eyes and is 5 feet, 5 inches tall. Searchers used drones and search dogs and were supported by volunteers and Border Patrol. The homicide team was also involved, Nanos said Sunday. On Monday morning, Nanos said search crews worked hard but have since been pulled back. We're doing all we can to try to locate her, Nanos told NBC on Tuesday. Every tool we have, we will use. The Epoch Times contacted the Pima County Sheriff's Department in Arizona for comment on Tuesday. The Associated Press contributed to this report.